This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. Talking about the insanity of working in retail, especially in the bigger, more leftist cities like San Francisco and New York, where people are literally just walking in with big bags and just filling up, you know, backpacks and laundry bags full of product and just walking out of the store.
And the prosecutors aren't caring if people get killed either. There was a case where a bodega worker in New York City, guy came in. First woman came in, tried to buy a bag of chips for a kid on an EBT card.
Okay.
EBT card didn't fly, so the guy took the chips back. So she sends her boyfriend back. Her boyfriend goes back there, starts trying to beat up the 60-year-old man, and 60-year-old man happened to know where the box opening knife was, and he stabbed the guy to death.
Wow.
But the amazing thing is they threw him in Rikers and they held him on $500,000.
The bodega
bail.
Guy?
The bodega guy. It was clearly self defense. There was video and everything. And then
Rikers is one of the worst prisons in the country, right?
And then on the other extreme, and Rikers is one of the worst county jails in the prison. Everybody in Rikers, or just about everybody in Rikers,
pre-trial.
I believe they're all pre-trial.
Wow.
But it's brutal.
Yeah.
And then, but then this other guy goes and he tries to stab a congressman who's also running for governor of New York, and he gets up on stage and the congressman actually stopped him himself.
Hmm.
You know, he got a hold of his wrist and, you know, refused to be stabbed. But, and then a bunch of other people swarmed him. But, that guy was out on bail. Like 3 hours later.
Jeez.
And I'm thinking, I made some off-color comments about the police, and I sat in jail for 7 months.
Yeah.
This guy stabs a congressman, or tries to stab a congressman,
and he's out,
although he's now been arrested by the feds for assaulting a
wow.
Because the guy's not only a gubernatorial candidate, but also a congressman. So the feds got involved, and he's back in jail. But
so we've been sharing with you the story from Axios.com, just kind of running over some bullet points, essentially. It's not a real story. It's just like, oh, look at all this money that's being lost. $1.6 million in razor blades were recovered from a $50 million illegal warehouse, which was stocked with health and beauty products that thieves had been picking from CVS's, Walgreens, Target stores, etc. But what are stores doing? In addition to locking high theft items behind anti-theft panels, retailers are arming more merchandise with alarmed security tags. What good does it do? It's not going to shock them or something like that. They're just running out the door with them.
Putting a GPS locator inside of it may be a little more effective, because that would at least take them to their warehouse, but that assumes that the police are going to investigate it, and it seems they're not.
They're not.
I mean, the cops probably aren't going to spend much time chasing you down if the prosecuting attorney has said she's not going to press charges, or he's not going to press charges.
The plus, you know, GPS actually is going to be a big piece of equipment. It's not the same as like an RFID tag, right?
You
have to have a battery. It has to be powered. It has to have a.
You can get fairly small ones, though.
These guys will have online stores where they're selling the GPS equipment.
I mean, you can get fairly small ones, though, because I looked into it when my signs were getting stolen from around Cheshire County, and I considered the idea of, you know, just slipping some little GPS tracking thing in there, and then, you know, track and find out where my signs are going. And you know, they were relatively cheap. I think it was like $60 or $70 for something that could
How
have been.
How small did they get?
Small enough that I could have hidden it on the side, and they probably wouldn't have noticed it. But it wouldn't have like fit into the cracks in the, you know, the corrugated cardboard or whatever.
And
it wouldn't have fit in there.
How long does it run for?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I mean, I ended up not doing it because I was like, I don't really care that much, right? But I mean, it was something that I looked into enough to know that
it's
these things do exist and they are small enough where it could happen.
They're installing shelves.
It would certainly be interesting if one of your actual opponents had been had gotten caught doing that, because, you know, if you could pin enough signs on him, that becomes a felony.
A felony. I think it's one
felon. He can't be sheriff.
I think one sign's a felony. If you can show somebody, you can prove that somebody is out there vandalizing or stealing signs.
Well, see, that would have been the thing. I suspect most of them just threw them into a dumpster at Walmart or somewhere like that. But if they were really stupid enough to take them to their house until they could burn them or whatever, then they would have gotten nailed.
Well, even so, if you'd tracked them to Walmart, then the next thing to do is to call up Walmart management and say, hey, can we look at
security
cameras?
They wouldn't have done it without the police, though. And I would not have involved the police.
So what are they doing about it? They're installing shelf sensors that can tell when a customer has been browsing for a suspiciously long time, and adding smart shopping carts with wheels that lock if someone sneaks it past the cash register.
I haven't even better solution. Virtual shopping. People can just go online, they can put on a VR headset.
Meta world?
Yes, and they can just virtually walk through the aisles of CVS and pick out the items they want. And the conveyor belts can just throw it at them, or whatever it is they do.
How would that be faster or easier than just going
to... It wouldn't be faster or easier, but it's a solution. It would at least work. It would solve the problem of theft.
It would, but, you know, they could also just close the doors of the store and sell everything through the drive-thru
and
send us a text, tell us what you want, you get an order.
That's
number.
What this is going towards, because the next point they make here is that too many locks, and we saw there's an image in the story of literally almost everything, like from top to bottom of these shelves, more than half of the retail space on the shelves in this store is completely locked up. Mm. Only the bottom items, two shelves
on
the bottom.
Well, like a loofah that's like 12 cents or whatever?
It's been like that in Detroit for a long time. If you go to
the heart of the city.
The scary parts of Detroit. Mm. You go into a liquor store there, the glassed off area where the employees is huge.
Yeah.
And it takes up like half the store.
So you order through a window and they go get it for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So too many locks can frustrate honest shoppers, potentially sending them into the arms of Amazon.com instead of the corner store.
What sort of items do they have not locked behind? Because there are pictures, right? So I'm just curious, what sort of items do they not have locked behind these shelves? If they're locking behind shampoo and toothpaste and stuff like that, then what could be cheap enough? They're like, you know what? Just leave that out. Don't bother. Like a pack of gum?
It honestly looks to me like they just haven't installed enough locks yet, because if you just judge based on the pricing, like I said, there's Head and Shoulders items here, anti-dandruff shampoo, less than it's $9.99. You can see the price tags here. They are locked up. And beneath that, there are items that are $11.99 and $9.99.
Okay.
So I think they just haven't installed them yet.
Jesus. Yeah, just lock down the whole store at that point. It would be cheaper and more efficient.
Right, because it's not efficient at all to have to go get an employee every time you want to look at an item or buy something off the shelf. It's probably true that a lot of people that go to these stores are only getting one or two items at a time, because they are essentially just convenience stores. But for somebody that has a little bit more shopping to do, you literally would have to trail an employee around with you to get five different items from five different parts of the store. What
Except, as you pointed out, the solution to this already exists. It's like Instacart and things like that. Here, you go online, you use their app or whatever, you create a list of all the things that you want. The employee goes and gets that and rings it up for you. That's what I think already exists. I don't like it. I think it's dystopian. No,
but that's what this is. That's literally what we're talking about here. It's a dystopia.
Yeah. Now, I, on the other hand, would like going to one of these stores in San Francisco and just shouting out, excuse me, I need to access your condoms here. Just make a super awkward, right? But most people aren't going to want to do that. They're like, I don't want to ask for condoms, so I'll just order mine online or whatever.
Well, plus, I mean, you and I, we probably shop at odd hours compared to the average person. If you were to go into one of these stores, if it's busy, and I imagine it's less busy than ever because people are probably afraid to go and shop, let alone have to deal with the potential waiting. But if there's more than a few people in the store, you know these stores aren't loaded with employees because they can't find people to work, so there's probably no more than one or two employees in the store. So if there's three customers ahead of you and you got to wait to get something out, you're going to be in there for a half hour waiting on some employee to come unlock a lock so you can get your Head and Shoulders.
And the employee goes, you know what? I would make more money and I would have a safer career if I just joined the thugs and started robbing this place too.
Oh, God.
So he goes to the warehouse that day and he applies for a new job or whatever.
Applies with the criminal gang. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is not getting better in places like San Francisco.
They slip a business card into their bags as they're leaving so they can call you later.
There's more coming up, a little bit more about the shopping situation, because it's nuts, and you can share your thoughts.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. Ian Nobody and Aria are on the show tonight, and we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss if you want to join us. We've been talking about the insane situation in some retail establishments, especially in the big cities. They point out here in this Axios story, which is barely even a story, it's just a set of bullet points, that the top five cities for organized retail crime in order are Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, New York, and San Francisco. That is the top worst places to work in retail, because there's constantly people coming in just openly and brazenly, in many cases, stealing things from your store.
Now, I'm just curious, are those not also the five biggest cities in the United States?
It's certainly probably close to that. I don't know. We'd have to take a look. I don't know if Houston...
So I just don't know if it's fair to say that, you know, these places have out-of-control crime or whatever, because, they're, you know, this is where the five top crime-ridden cities are, when they're also just the five top cities.
That may be true. You may be right, and it would be interesting to see. I don't have the list of cities by population in front of me at the moment, but they are doing all kinds of desperate things to try to keep their old business model together, including just locking up shelves after shelves of what we would consider to be just normal products, like Head & Shoulders shampoo. We saw in an image of CVS with locked up behind.
That's crazy.
You know, you got to go. Yeah, I mean, I used to work in retail in Florida in the late 1990s. I worked at what ended up becoming Big Kmart. It was Kmart, and then they renamed it to Big Kmart. And yeah, we had some
Did
stuff.
Did they make it bigger?
No.
I didn't realize Kmart got renamed.
Yeah, it was Big Kmart.
I thought it was just Kmart.
No.
But the rebranding didn't go very well then.
Didn't work. Now, I think there's three Kmarts left in the
United States
as of a few months ago. Maybe there's fewer now. I worked in the electronics department, and there were some items that were behind lock and key, high-dollar video game items in some cases. You had to go get, or like a camera or something like that.
That's true in every Walmart or every store that you go to. Something that they're not going to leave the $700, you know, drone out there on the shelves.
Right. But now it's literally a $9 bottle of shampoo is behind lock and key.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit excessive.
And that's what they feel they have to do. And it's like, no, you're going to have to do, if they don't start doing something about this in some way, and you can't expect the government to solve this problem because they basically created the problem in the first place. So the retail industry is going to have to come up with something that's not going to drive customers away. And it's like online ordering is about the only solution at this point. And that takes the browsing out of the retail shopping experience. Like, I would not. It's one thing if you're just going to get a bottle of shampoo that you always get and you know what you're getting. You don't have to make a decision. It's another thing when you don't know what you want. When
I would like to smell the shampoo before acquiring it, right?
Yeah, and then the same thing's true like at a grocery store. This is why I was offended by the idea of, we have curbside during COVID. It's like, no. I want to go in. I want to, you know, feel the fruit. I want to pick it up. I want to see if it's ripe.
Yeah, because your Instacart driver has no idea what a ripe orange looks like.
Yeah, I want to know if there's, you know, a worm that's crawling around in the apple, right? Like, there's all kinds of things you want to look for when you're handling produce. And it's like that is coming to these big cities as far as, you know, the shopping experience. It's going to be locked down. It's going to be, you are in a prison, basically, that you're living in. And you have to get the products that you want in a prison-style environment. Everything will turn into the liquor store you described earlier, Nobody, where you walk up to to a steel-barred window where they pass the product underneath the bulletproof glass after you pay for it. That's what it's going to be.
I think the better solution is for CVS and all of these convenience stores to just close shop. Yeah. Just stop doing business in these places. And when the people in San Francisco, New York City, and Miami get frustrated enough, they're like, hey, look, politicians, all of our stores are gone. I can no longer get razor blades or shampoo or whatever because it wasn't worth it for them to stay open. Maybe then these cities will actually do something that will, they will undo the things that caused these situations to arise in the first place.
I don't think they know what caused it.
I don't know. Progressives don't believe in cause and effect.
I think on a certain level, though, and if, you know, enough people were angry about it, and if people actually couldn't get basic necessities, then I think they would realize, I think they know, right, that these policies are a result of shopkeepers not being able to protect their property and prosecutors being unwilling to protect the property on behalf of the property owners. I don't know if that's true, but I think on some level they have to. They're not completely stupid, and they're just hoping that it's going to continue working, or that they can pull the wool over people's eyes long enough to perpetuate and instill their power, whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. But I think basic cause and effect is something that they know it's there, even if they pretend not to.
How do you, like, even though we can acknowledge government created a lot of these problems, incentivizing people to be poor, incentivizing them to be on welfare, there's so many
different things. Taking away their jobs during COVID.
Right. And then, of course, a lot of businesses closed, so now there's not even as many jobs that you could go back to if you wanted to go back to. And that's one of the things that the gentleman who had visited San Francisco, visited some family I was referencing earlier, pointed out, that a lot of the local businesses, they're just not there anymore. Like, you just cannot. They're closed up, boarded up, and they're never going to open again.
Well, if CVS can't make it, what possible chance does a local business owner have?
Yeah. So, you know, what do you do about this? How do you go about inculcating a population that has been mired in this sort of immorality as a lifestyle? How does that turn around? What do you do about that?
Let it die out.
Yeah, it's going to have to just die its natural death. The people that actually want to live a better life are going to leave these places, and they already are. There's a lot of people. San Francisco rents went down during COVID because people were leaving. They couldn't get the rents that they got before. And San Francisco is, of course, noteworthy or notorious for being one of the most high rent cities in the United States. It's insane. You know, you can get a shack for $10,000 a month or something like that in San Francisco.
And, you know, a lot of people say, but what about this innocent bystander who, you know, they didn't want to go down with the ship or whatever. They just couldn't afford to move. Well, they didn't want to move badly enough.
You can't afford to stay in a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, you know, the bleeding hearts are going to argue. Mm-hmm. No, that's not fair to little Brittany, who didn't deserve to go down with the city of San Francisco. Well, little Brittany could have gotten out if she really, really wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the progressives shouldn't have chucked little Brittany under the bus in the first place. You know, that would have solved the problem. But
they won't admit that part.
Progressives weren't thinking about little Brittany. They were thinking about how do I get boats from shoplifters, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely economic circumstances here as well, where, you know, inflation is, of course, putting the squeeze on people. It's making life more difficult. It's lowering people's standard of living. You cannot have the same standard of living at the same cost before. You have to spend more for that now, and that's putting the squeeze on people's comfort zones. And in desperate times, people are going to be more willing to do desperate things. But still, as you guys pointed out, one of you pointed out earlier, Keene doesn't seem to have suffered from this at all. Like, New Hampshire doesn't seem to suffer from this same insanity of just people openly, brazenly robbing places. That doesn't happen around here. Mm-hmm. And is that because people are generally more decent in a place like this? Is it because we have relative gun freedom and people know that there's somebody probably in that store with a, you know, with a weapon on them, and that may keep other people in check to some extent?
Although you can't shoot a shoplifter.
You really can't.
Can't do that.
But that doesn't mean they aren't afraid that it could happen.
You can shoot a trespasser, though.
We got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in here, how do you turn this thing around? I agree with Arya. These cities just have to.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. This is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House, Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News. Voters are calling for change in a city where crime continues to increase.
Marilyn Mosby, Baltimore's soft-on-crime prosecutor, has been defeated in her bid for re-election as the city's state attorney in the Democrat Party primary. She was soundly beaten by former prosecutor Ivan Bates. During Mosby's two terms, homicides in Baltimore rose steadily between 2015 and 2021. This year's numbers are on track to surpass those of 2021, according to Baltimore Police Department data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
WWE is revealing millions of dollars in previously undisclosed payments made by former CEO and chairman Vince McMahon. The wrestling promotion company revealing more than $14 million was paid personally by McMahon, who announced his retirement last week while being investigated for claims of sexual misconduct. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. Join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Aria.
You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, China in their censoring process. There's some...
China.
Something about the censoring in China that is in the news. Aria, you want to share that with us. That's on the way. Plus, since we're going to talk about technology, the Google engineer who was saying publicly, outing Google as having a sentient AI behind the scenes there called Lambda, which
this is such
about.
A sad story because everyone's like, no, it's not sentient. I'm like, that you're missing the point now.
We'll get into it because that's a big story. We covered it in depth here on Free Talk Live, and there's an update on what has happened.
Sorry, buddy.
To that engineer. The number, if you want to join us, though, is 603-283-6160. If we have the chance, there's another hit piece out about the Free State Project. But first, we go to Dave Ridley calling.
Groovy. Every time they do a hit piece on us, like, our kind of people read between the lines of it and say, hey, wait, they sound like our kind of people.
Yeah, just like the New York Times just got us a bunch of new, apparently the Free State Project was saying a lot of people are now citing the latest New York Times hit piece as they're reaching out to the Free State Project and asking about coming to visit. So,
mm-hmm.
Ridley, you're on the air. Go ahead, calling from New Hampshire.
Michael Yakubovich, I believe, is a Free Stater who he's from Belarus, moved here a long time ago.
I believe he's from Moscow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Hashtag triggered. where are the nukes, man?
I could be wrong about that, though, Ridley.
He may have lived in Belarus, but anyway, he is a state rep now and has been, I think, for a while.
That's
he is claiming that he has authored and passed I think, $4 billion this year.
Okay, that's great.
Now,
are they freedom bills?
And that, well, he considers them freedom bills. I haven't read them all, actually. And these are all to do with election integrity.
Hmm.
And obviously, there could be something in these bills that I would disagree with. But generally, I tend to trust Michael. And so if he's in favor of these bills, they're probably not terrible.
Okay.
I just can't get excited about election integrity. The entire process is fraudulent and rigged and deceitful. So, okay, they're honest about being deceitful and dishonest. That's what election integrity means to me.
Yeah, it's kind of a buzzword on the Republican side, and it's actually one of the areas where some of the free state or state reps are kind of weak, in my opinion. They pander to the right wing by agreeing, oh, yeah, people need to show ID before they vote, and we need all these government restrictions on voting. And I've always been of the mindset of, you know what, I like that I don't have to show ID when I vote here in New Hampshire.
I mean, if we're going to have elections, honestly, and I really realize it's going to sound like I'm joking, but let's have them be as fraudulent as possible. And look, I realize that sounds like I'm joking, but I'm really not. Like, we know that Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or Joe Biden, whichever one of them is the biggest cheater, is going to get to the top. So let's have a system that just honestly is set up to find the one who's best at cheating.
They added a zero to the election results in your case to the opponent that was against you.
He's better at cheating than I am, so all props to him.
So he says that, quote, these bills add line of sight, chain of custody, vote keeping, and recount protections to New Hampshire law, unquote. I think one thing that kind of undermines your argument a little bit, we seem to have more election integrity here than federals do and other states do, you know, partly because we have paper ballots, I guess, still.
Well, that's the thing.
You did miss the part where he said that my opponent had his vote total changed by a factor of 10, right?
That was in one town in Westmoreland, if I recall correctly. And it was
never
corrected.
Gave him 7,000 votes versus 700.
Yeah, it was never corrected.
No.
If you look at the results of the last election, you know how it was kind of questionable at the federal level. We don't know. But here, you know, it was a red wave. So I just, you know, I think that's an indication that probably our elections are freer and fairer than other elections.
No, it just means the Republicans are better at cheating than the Democrats.
Well, here's the thing. The Republicans in New Hampshire love to caterwaul about how the Democrats allegedly bring up entire busloads of voters from Massachusetts to double vote, which is a felony, right? Like, if you vote in one place and then you vote again in another place, that's a felony in every state that I've ever heard about it happening. And so they always make these allegations that they see Massachusetts plates in parking lots at voting registration or at the polling locations. And yet there's never any serious investigations into this because there's no one that's doing this. It's all just a smokescreen.
Maybe there's no one that's doing it, or maybe the people running the elections are okay with it because they think it's helping their side more than the other side.
Could be.
Yeah, but the Republicans are in charge of the government right now.
It's like steroids in sports, really. Like, we know that the best athletes are going to be on steroids. So just make it where they can all be on steroids, and we won't have this problem anymore. Let's just make it where they can all cheat, and the ones who are bad at cheating will do so openly, and they won't win because they'll get caught.
My point is, I agree with Ridley. There's not as much cheating as the people who want new laws want you to think, because they want to justify new restrictions. They want to justify there's proposals now. Aria, you and I are getting like...
Have you seen 2,000 Mules?
No, I haven't, but I've heard about it.
It's an interesting movie. I haven't seen it either. Mm-hmm. I've heard summaries of it, and supposedly they have images of the same people going to Dropbox after Dropbox after Dropbox, and each Dropbox they're going to, they're dropping off like 20 ballots.
But none of us have seen the movie.
Yeah, you can't comment on it. So, Ridley, anything else you want to share?
Well, in any case, I mean, authoring and passing four bills that in 1 year, that may be a record for a free stater.
Maybe that is
so.
True.
Maybe so. Yeah, he's running for state senate, and it's apparently a highly Republican district. So if he can get through the primary, then he will likely take the general. In fact, I heard the Democrats didn't even run anybody. There's not even anybody going to be running in the general.
Would this now make him the first free stater senator that we've
had? It would be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we need some representation in the Senate. The Senate has been awful.
But he's got to beat this establishment candidate who the right wing is filing against him. So, you know, he's still running a hard campaign, and he's got a lot that he's got to accomplish.
Best of luck to him, though.
Thanks, Ridley.
Whatever it's worth, the tranny here in New Hampshire wishes you the best against these Republicans.
Was that a you're not allowed to communicate with him, are you?
Who?
Oh, I know I'm not allowed to communicate
I don't
with
know
him.
Why. Okay. As far as I know.
You didn't have the list. Nobody
I did not have the list, though.
That's right. All right, so thank you. Yeah, it was really awkward because I was at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance dinner this weekend with Bonnie, which is, you know, sort of like a little shindig that they have with fancy dinner kind of situation and awards that they give out. And Michael Yakubovich won the State Rep of the Year award. The Liberty Legislator of the Year is what they call it. It's the person who gets, like, the highest average of both voting record as far as did they vote more often for Liberty versus less often. And then also how many pro-liberty bills did they sponsor? So they sort of factor both in. So you don't have to have a 100% on the voting. You could get like a 95% as if you sponsored more pro-liberty bills. That factors in. So Michael won that last year. And it's just awkward because, you know, he and I know each other, and I'm not allowed to talk to him under the stupid bail restrictions from the Crypto 6 case. So I'm in a room with 200 people, and there's one guy who I can't say hello to. And I would really love to, you know, say hi and give him a hug and wish him the best on his campaign, but I can't. Do those things, or I'll go to jail for violation of bail conditions.
And that's heartbreaking.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So, but that's what we're dealing with here.
And the government is insane, right? That is what they do. But that's what all of these bail conditions were designed to do. That's what everyone's bail conditions are designed to do: just to tear friends and family apart
and turn them against one another as well. They want people to testify against other people, and you know.
Oh, you can be sure that the ATF and the IRS and the Treasury and the FBI, all of these governmental organizations, that they're conspiring together. They're allowed to talk to each other.
But we can't talk to co-defense. We had to get special permission for the three of us to be in a studio together to do a radio show.
A nationally syndicated radio show at that. On public airwaves.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And somehow, all of these restrictions that we're under, and we haven't even talked about all of them, is somehow, quote-unquote, being at liberty prior to trial. Like, I literally just had an ankle monitor removed 2 weeks ago that has been on my leg for 13 months. There's more coming up here. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We've been talking about retail theft, which is at what looks like insane levels these days. If you want to talk about that, you're welcome to join us. We just had Dave Ridley online talking about some of the election things that have been going on here in New Hampshire with Free Staters, liberty-oriented activists who have migrated here as part of the Free State Project that are running for office. And it's interesting seeing people who've come here from so far away. He was just talking about Michael Yakubovich, who is currently a state representative and one of the top-rated, A-plus-rated state reps. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance just came out this weekend with their 2022, what they call the Liberty Report Card, basically, the Liberty Ratings, and where they look at all 400 state representatives. That's a lot of people to crunch numbers for. And then 24 state senators, and they give them a rating from A through F, and there's actually lower than F, which is called constitutional threat. And so they come up with a rating for all 400 and then 24, and they publish it at this Liberty dinner that Bonnie and I went to over the weekend. And there's, as always, a few dozen people, several dozen that are in the A or the B category. So there's a lot of people that vote for Liberty most of the time, or the supermajority of the time, here in New Hampshire. And they're not all Free Staters. Many of them are natives, people that have been here for their whole lives, or some people who moved here 40 years ago before the Free State Project even happened.
You know, ideologically, I'm a purist. Yes, I would much rather we have all state reps who are just voting for A's, who are just A's across the board, right? But if we have some B's in there as well, I will take that for now.
Sure,
right?
You got to work with those
B's
people.
B's better than the C.
A lot of people don't get that. They're like, no, we have to go all the way. We only A's are worth it. That's not realistic.
Well, plus something that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does that's really useful is they've been around, by the way, for 19 years. Next year's going to be their 20th anniversary, believe it or not.
Wow.
But they've created this organization that is so effective Because one of the things they do is they create a weekly voting guide for the state reps and the senators. It's called the Gold Standard, where they come up with, they know, you know, they pay attention to like everything that's going on in the state house. So they know what bills are going to come up for a vote on whatever given week it is. And they come up with a two-sided sheet of paper that's got vote yes on this, 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 and this, and vote no on this, 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 you know, all the details on. You, if you don't pay any attention, if you just get elected to the state house and you want to just not pay any attention whatsoever and still vote for liberty most of the time, you can just follow their voting recommendations.
Not going to lie, as someone running for state rep, that's exactly what I would do.
Intend to do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I even bothered to go, and I wouldn't bother to go 99% of the time, but if I did go, because you can't get more pro-freedom, then yeah, I'm just not voting on this nonsense at all, right?
Well, the fact is Keene, New Hampshire's reps are so bad, even if you didn't go, it would still be a net increase in liberty.
All right. Vote for me. Yeah. I won't go.
Yeah. So they do an amazing...
I need to get those signs made.
Like, this is a Herculean task of reviewing what, according to the statistics were for 2022, over 1,000 bills were filed.
Yeah, I remember looking at that. I didn't even look at the text of the bills. I just looked at, like, a brief summary. It was like a one-sentence-long summary of what all of these bills were about. And there were hundreds of them back when they were just LSRs. So, and this was, like, early in the process before they were fully completed.
Right.
Like, it's a daunting, monumental task.
They reviewed, I believe, over 800 of them in the last year. So they still need help. You know, they still need some volunteers. One guy, Zeffin, who's been on this show as a co-host on occasion and is a relatively new mover. I think he moved a year and a half or something like that ago. He has hit the ground running in a way that, you know, few activists are able to do. And he reviewed 396 of the bills on his own.
Thank you for your service, dude.
Yeah, they gave him an award for that level of bill reviewing. I mean, he blew
it.
Yeah, he blew everybody else out of the water. I mean, nobody else.
There's no contest. Yeah. No one else even got 10% of that, I'm sure.
No one came close. So that's what it takes. Is like these people do an amazing job. This sort of organization for liberty, for looking at legislation, deciding whether or not it's pro-freedom, recommending how the legislators should vote, and then having a gathering, you know, at the end of the election, not election season, but at the end of the political season, because there's only part-time legislation here in New Hampshire, so the state reps are there in the wintertime, a little bit in the springtime, and then they're done by the summer, basically.
Which is good, because no man's life, liberty, or property is safe when the legislature is in session.
Is that Mark Twain?
I believe it is.
Yeah. This is a lot of work.
It's less true in New Hampshire.
But it's still true.
Mm. Yeah.
This is a lot of work, because there's still a lot of bad people in the legislature. There's a ton. I can show you the ratings. I got it in the other room. They give you a book when you're at the meeting. And, of course, they're online at nhliberty.org, I believe is their website, so you can see the online version there.
Do you know when they're coming out with their endorsements?
What if
they
told Carla to go back to Africa?
That's right. That was recent on Twitter, because she's from South Africa. But there's literally dozens of people that have constitutional threat as their ratings. I mean, there's some real bad eggs in the state legislature.
You mean one of the state reps said this?
Yeah.
See, I assumed the way it cleared in my head, I was like, okay, some from New Hampshire Liberty Alliance said this, and I would have assumed that they were joking.
No, they're losing their minds. The leftists and the total statist authoritarians are losing it over the free state project.
Yes, but to tell a person to go back to Africa under any context...
They called us an invasive species at the event that you and I were at a couple of weeks ago when the Democrats were protesting.
We're not even the same species anymore.
That's what they're saying.
I guess that's why it's not democracy when we win. It's only democracy when they win.
As Bonnie pointed out, you mean there's a different word for this. The word is immigrants. You mean we're immigrants, you bigots?
There's also a word of dehumanization of the opposition, right? Mm-hmm. You're dehumanizing your opponent.
They learned it from the Republicans about immigrants.
They learned it from the Nazis.
Okay, yeah, true.
Right? This is like straight up Hitler kind of talk.
Mm.
Oh, they are not... people. They are not humans.
There is the invasive
now,
species.
Live in the cube and eat the bugs.
Yes. They are destroying our liberty. They actually said, if you watch the footage...
They did say that we were a threat to their liberty or something.
Yeah,
they said that...
One guy said, freedom is hanging by a thread in New Hampshire.
You gotta watch those libertarians, man.
They say the Free Staters are killing freedom. They say Free Staters want to raise property taxes. I mean, there's
they
all
didn't possibly say that.
They said that. It's in the video. So go see it for yourself. Go to video.
See, that was the issue I had. You know, a lot of it was, what was it again?
Video.freekeen.com.
What was that in reference to? I haven't heard about this.
A lot of it was just advertisements for the Free State Project.
Totally.
But then they went and they told lies. And that was the part where I got irritated. But if they just want to talk about how much they hate liberty and free staters and everything that we're trying to do, I'm totally okay with that.
They're going to keep lying because that's what they have to do.
Yeah, but be honest about it. Say, you know, we don't like this whole freedom thing. We think that you have to sacrifice some amount of your freedom. You have to sacrifice some amount of your property to live in a society. If that's what you think,
that's the thing. They
just
know,
say it.
They know that freedom is a value to people in New Hampshire. The people in New Hampshire appreciate that concept. And so if they can position free staters as being anti-freedom, they'll get the low-information voters to think, oh, well, thank goodness we've got the Democrats here protecting us from these free staters. And, I mean, that's
it's literally in the name.
Yeah,
and I realize we have things like the Patriot Act and stuff like that where being in the name doesn't necessarily mean everything, but in the case of free staters, it kind of does. Yeah.
So, if you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. I think
you're not really free unless you can make somebody else pay for your decisions.
That's the kind of freedom they're into.
Yeah.
Freedom from responsibility. Yeah, freedom from responsibility. But the fact is, you know, the reason I brought a lot of this up was to talk about the organization here in New Hampshire. It's at a level that libertarians elsewhere don't have and will never have. Because they don't have the people. They don't have the numbers. And the fact is, the Free State Project attracts the best of the best. It attracts the people who understand that concentration of activism works, is working. We've proven that it's not some pie-in-the-sky concept. It's happening now. And success breeds success. So the more wins we have, and we've got dozens of people elected to the State House right now, the more political successes we have, the more the word's going to get out about how this is working, and other people are going to say, I'm still in San Francisco? What am I thinking? And they're going to leave the worst places and move to the better places, and there's only one place that's best for libertarian activists. And for people that don't even want to be an activist, you just want to move and have a better life, and you love freedom, this is the place to be for that. It's New Hampshire.
Yeah, you don't have to be an activist, just, you know, vote freedom.
I mean,
when
we
you
should
vote.
Be. We'd like you to be an activist. But
and it's worth being here for me just to be around liberty people. It's like Ann Arbor, I didn't even want to open my mouth and talk about politics when I was there because
you're
I
knew.
Fight. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't mind that that much, but
yeah.
But you know, you just it gets irritating just being confronted with absolute lies. Oh, you're racist.
No. Not at all.
Stop!
It's more coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.